Chartbound sound. Well, it'd be very nice if it was. That's Bunny Wailer on Solomonic Records, now available as a 7-inch, and Boderation the name of it. And I was looking to see who's on Round Table this Friday with Richard Skinner, and I see that Marilyn is on there. His record has pounced into the charts. Soaks from Madness, and Gary Davis. Nice bloke, Gary Davis, actually. I mean, don't see much of him. Occasionally seem like selling watches by the lift and that kind of stuff, but they don't speak to me a lot, you know, the others. It's a bit of an Ancient Mariner figure to them, you know, stoppeth one of three. Like, I don't let him get his hands on you. Information about their activities as well. On the 12th, which is pretty darn soon, I think, they're at Islington Town Hall, and then on the 19th, London University with the Moodists, and on December the 13th at the venue, presumably in London, with Naked Lunch. So that's a popular history of science, and here are the Meteors recorded live, not exactly sure where. This is on Wreckin' Records. Take it away, boys. It's over to you.
Wipe out!
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
Well, those are the Meteors, recorded live, as I've now discovered, in Glasgow, actually, at the Night Moves in Glasgow on September the 16th. And the four titles there from the impending LP called, rather amusingly, I think, The Meteors Live, were Wipeout, Maniac Rocker, Lonesome Train, and I Ain't Ready. And more from that later in the week, assuredly. Perhaps not tomorrow night, when we've got sessions from Twin Sets and The Smiths, but most assuredly on Thursday. From SPK, The Sandstorm Method. We'll be right back. PK and the Sandstorm method. I use it in all things. And earlier today I was stopped in the street. Was it today or yesterday? I forget, to be honest. But somebody stopped in the street anyway and said, how come you don't play more by Bill Nelson? And by a curious coincidence, I was speaking to somebody on the phone about Bill Nelson earlier on today. Somebody connected with the Canterbury College of Art, where Bill is appearing on November the 10th, Thursday, according to my reckoning, to give a lecture on Jean Cocteau, the French poet, painter and filmmaker, it says here in Sounds, at Canterbury College of Art. Then it goes on to say, Nelson is one of this country's acknowledged experts on Cocteau, and the lecture has been organised by painter Peter Griffin, who is at Wakefield College of Art, together with Bill Nelson. And I understand he's going to be playing some work that he's recently written as well. And he's got a six-track mini-LP called Savage Gestures for Charm's Sake, released on November the 25th, which we haven't got, so I can't play it to you now. In fact, I'm not going to play anything by Bill Nelson. That'd be a bit obvious, wouldn't it, really? This is from China Crisis, The Gates of Door to Door, which does at least sound like a Bill Nelson title, you must admit. The Mills Blue Rhythm Band from 1935, and there's Rhythm in Harlem. And before that, China Crisis from the LP Working with Fire and Steel, and The Gates of Door to Door. Back now... A popular history of signs, and that's called Stigma. And this is one of those nights when, really, I don't have a great deal to say. I can't think of anything that's interesting or amusing. So under these circumstances, I just keep pumping out the hits. So let's just press on. From Pablo Moses, from an LP on Humble Records, which is called In the Future, and has four or five good tracks on it. This is Silly Willy.
Not knowing